What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. And your Washington Commanders are headed to the NFC title game to take on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Say that one more time, please. I got to hear that again.
From the top, your Washington Commanders are headed to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles in the NFC title game. It's the B-Mitch Bowl.
Oh, bro.
B, we were on the field together in Detroit Saturday night. We were texting yesterday watching these games. There's no better way for Washington to be 60 minutes away from a Super Bowl than to have to take down their division rival and just go get it.
Yeah.
And what a season, what a run this has been. And I just saw this on Twitter. Damian Woody, who does the yelling shows on ESPN.
Boy.
Yeah. He said
Patriot.
There's four quarterbacks remaining now. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
I'm not talking body of work, because the body of work obviously would tell a different story.
Yeah, totally.
But right now, the guys that are playing right now, Jaden's playing the best out of the four.
He is. And I mentioned that to you when I walked in here. As I was coming over, I was looking at the quarterback ratings and how the players produced. And he is above and beyond. He was 124, I think, .6 quarterback rating, something like that, where everybody else was in the 80s and 90s. And it didn't just happen like that. He had been putting those numbers up all year. But the ultimate thing, man.
122.9 yeah, Saturday night.
Right. So this, when you look at what he's done, he's gotten better. You mentioned this earlier like a few weeks ago, that when he sees a team a second time, he's totally different. Ty Bowles came out the gate blitzing him. He made him stop blitzing him.
Detroit came
Aaron
out
Glenn,
soft.
Aaron Glenn came out and said, let's try to throw different – let's give him a look and then back out of it. He picked that apart. Second half, they came blitzing him. He ate that up. So this kid, he passes the test, and, you know, the more I listen to him and I look at him, he is one who is – he has a one-track mind.
Mm-hmm.
He wants – his mindset is to be the best ever. And you gotta dedicate yourself to that. In 2014, he put out a tweet. He said, they're going to know my name everywhere. They're going to be saying it everywhere.
He was a kid.
That's 2014. He was in his teens.
He was 13.
Yeah, 13, right. 14. And right now, people are saying his name. And I know there are a lot of people out there would say, oh, that's braggadocious. No, it's not. It's a guy who wanted to get somewhere, and he and his dad with their game plan, he took it and he ran with it. And since he's gotten into this league, all he does is what the coaches want him to do, what he know he needs to do. He hadn't changed since he was a kid. And you have to give credit to that, man. Hell, you all know, you listening to me, I can be tough. It takes me a lot for me to give credit to somebody. I feel you got to show it to me, and then I want to see it again. And this dude brought tears out of my eyes after that game on Saturday.
I believe
Bad
it.
Bad man, bro. Bad
dude,
man.
I mean, if you look at Jaden's regular season numbers, completed 69% of his passes, average about 210 a game, 25 touchdowns against 9 picks. If you look at his playoff numbers, they're better. He's averaging about 70% of his passes for 567 yards in 2 games, 4 touchdowns, no picks. He's only been sacked once. He's averaging 283 a game. He's averaging 283 a game in through the air, QB rating of 122.9. I mean,
you know what that answers? All the people, the pundits that were saying they haven't played a playoff team. Well, he's in the playoffs now. He's in the playoffs against the best of the
another
best, 43 and he's still putting those numbers up.
Another 43 yards per game in the playoffs on the ground.
Yes.
It is. Listen, I'm not saying Patrick Mahomes is probably already on, like, the quarterback Mount Rushmore.
Hell yeah.
Right?
Hell yeah.
Josh Allen was really impressive yesterday. Jalen Hurts is taking the team to a Super Bowl. Like, these are all great quarterbacks. The one playing the best right now is wearing burgundy and gold. And that there's so much more to take away from Detroit. And honestly, I thought yesterday was just a really clear example of the power of turnovers in the playoffs. And yeah. we harped on that all last week.
Totally.
I don't think it's an accident that Dan Quinn and Joe Witt have been talking about it all year. Ball is life. That's their mentality. You see the Ravens turn it over three times and they lose. The Ravens move the ball really impressive throughout that game. Lamar has two first-half turnovers.
Yeah.
They have the fumble in the fourth quarter. Can't overcome it. You go back the Rams-Eagles game. It all came down to inopportune turnovers late.
Yep.
And what Washington has done, L.A. turned it over twice. Philly had no turnovers.
Yeah.
L.A., I thought, moved the ball better, but it doesn't matter when you give away extra possessions. Washington is now plus six in two playoff games in turnover margin. And to go 5-0, honestly, the final score in Detroit's 45-31, they probably needed all five of those turnovers. Maybe you get away if you only get three of them with the pick six.
Yeah.
And a pick six almost counts as two because it's an immediate scoring
flip. Yeah, it's a turnover and a touchdown.
The second quarter Washington played against Detroit might have been like their best second quarter since that Super Bowl with Timmy Smith and Doug Williams.
Yeah.
They scored 21 points in the second quarter, and the sequence be where McLaurin took that tunnel screen 58, where he showed the vision to duck under the two defenders.
Two hands on the ball going through the crowd.
Then the speed to get away, and then the strength at about the 10 when he had to break that tackle. And then, what was it, five plays later, Kwan gets the pick six?
Yeah.
I mean, that gave them a double-digit lead, and there was no looking back.
Well, see, the thing of it, we have harped, and we do this in sports, especially in the NFL. It's all about the offense. And I understand that because that sells points. But this defense has been very damn good down the stretch. They have, when you hear five turnovers, it wasn't that the offense did nothing for that. The defense gave them the ball. You know, the defense scored touchdowns this week. And Joe Witt and his crew has to be commended. He came into this area saying, ball is life, okay? We got to go take the ball. They've been taking the ball. Think about that. They have taken the football. And when you take the ball and you give that offense extra opportunities and you take opportunities away from the Detroit Lions offense, I'll just say this here. Everybody said they wanted Ben Johnson. If Ben Johnson made the decision to put Montgomery in the game and take Gibbs out of the game, I'm glad we didn't get him. That's the dumbest move in the world.
Well, what about
– because, bruh, Gibbs – is a problem.
Yeah.
Gibbs is a combination.
Now, but they've done that all year where they
yeah, but this kid just came off an injury.
Sure. Gibbs
to start him the first play of the game, that was BS. Because Gibbs had just put four or five touchdowns up for you in two games.
Gibbs had 175 yards from scrimmage in that game with two touchdowns. He averaged well over 9 yards a play something. What I think the dumbest sequence of events for Detroit, I think the play call and then the execution was probably worse. You are gashing Washington with Gibbs. Just absolutely killing them.
Mm-hmm.
They average 9 yards a carry, 8.7 yards per carry. And you get early in the fourth quarter and you decide to run a double reverse wide receiver throwback.
Yeah.
And then Jamison Williams.
Which he should have never thrown.
You're averaging 9 yards a pop. Yeah. Like, you're in this game. And then Jamison Williams should never have thrown that football. But he's way out of his element.
Don't
put him in the position to make that decision.
Okay, if he had been a quarterback in college, let's say that.
Right.
You can understand because he knows how to throw it away or whatever. But I said one thing to you, and I say it a lot of times. Once a team puts up touchdowns and they start to separate, I don't care who
start
you
chasing,
are
man.
In this league. You can be the best of the best when it comes down to coordinators. You start chasing. And – for Ben Johnson, he used some last play of the game, we got to get something done, get our trickeration in that game because they were being beat by a team that was just beating you with their regular stuff. So he had to go in his bag, as they say. And going into his bag didn't work for him. That's when you know they knew if we keep allowing this team the ball, we cannot keep up with them.
Dude, it's the same kind of stuff that Detroit had to do when they played Buffalo late in the regular season, and Buffalo was just able to score at will. That's why they tried to pull out an onside kick late, because they knew they needed possessions. Detroit's defense, not all the way back. And I think what Washington was able to do to them and to reestablish their ground game. And listen, I watched yesterday. I know what Philly's D-line is like. Detroit's D-line ain't Philly's D-line. That's a different beast that Washington's got coming up. But I think just the fact that Washington was – you know what they say with shooters in a slump or in baseball when you're in a slump? Like, sometimes you just got to get a hit. Sometimes you just got to see the ball go through the basket. Mm-hmm. And I think for B-Rob to go 15 for 77, 5 yards a carry, 2 touchdowns, B-Rob and Eckler. Eckler went 6 for 47. He averaged about 8 a carry. For those guys to just kind of get it going on the ground again, mm-hmm. I think that's going to carry a lot. And just a little – I actually asked DQ about that yesterday, and he said, you know what, we were aware of what this looked like, and we really needed to see it start to work again. And I think that mattered a lot Saturday night. I also think, dude, Jaden's unflappability is so – vital special, to the whole organization, because think about how easy this could have gone. They have that good drive going early. They force a three and out on Detroit's first possession, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they get that drive. They get 2 first downs, 8 plays, 56 yards, and DQ was right to go for it, right? That's – you know Detroit's going for it. This game was going to be decided –
it was a go-for-it bowl right here, baby.
This game was going to be decided by touchdowns, not field goals. And so I don't disagree with the call. They don't get it. Now, you can maybe disagree with the play call. I don't know whatever was supposed to happen, I don't think it happened. Because Mariota took what looked like a tush push. Then some people think it looked like he kind of bobbled the snap and stood up. I kind of thought he was looking to pitch it, and then there was too much pressure.
I'm going to tell you, that play right there, I've seen. The quarterback act like he's on quarterback sneak. Pitch it back to the net, and then that's a run-pass option.
Seemed like Josh Allen almost wanted to do that at the goal line last night and held onto the ball.
But if that ball is pitched, it's nobody outside.
Right.
And if a receiver releases, nobody running with him. And if he runs with him, he can't make the right decision. I mean, so the defender couldn't make the right decision. I understand where it went, but you know what? They just – they brush it off. And
what impressed me the most, so you force a three and out, then your offense gets a good drive. Give it up on downs. Detroit, when they got the ball back, they got the ball at their own 29. 6 plays, 71 yards later, touchdown. And on that drive, they had a 15-yard gain, a 13-yard gain, a 29-yard mm-hmm. gain. Gibbs carved them up. All right, so then you're looking at what? You're looking at 7-0. And it's like it felt like this Detroit freight train was about to start happening.
And they went right back down.
Washington's able to get a drive. 10 plays, 41 yards. Wasn't great. Wasn't that impressive. But they get on the board. They get it to 7-3. And then Detroit is driving again. They're down inside the Commanders' red zone. And they force the first turnover. They get to Goff. He puts it on the ground. And then Washington goes back the other way. In that span, early in this game, where Brian, to me, it looked like it was about to be 14-3. And that place was electric and loud, mm-hmm. and I think there were real concerns about how it would shake out. You force a turnover. Jaden goes back the other way. 11 plays, 76 yards. They get the touchdown. They run off a lot of clock. It was a 5-minute drive. Like, that is where games are won and lost. Those swings are so incredibly vital. And in this game, man, it was Washington did not blink. They have not blinked all year. And perhaps one of the wildest, I thought most impressive things DQ said to – so there was a media Zoom yesterday afternoon, and Quinn talked. And I asked him – they've had these winning time moments all year, B. They've had these opportunities where they win these games late.
Yep.
And it all comes down to the wire. And then this, in their biggest game of the year, honestly, the biggest game for the organization in 20 years, nothing comes down to the wire. They go out there and they kick the Lions' ass.
Yeah. And I still had a little stress going on.
Oh, we were all
I was like, man, look, because like, that little walk, the way that stadium is made, I don't know who
that
the hell
tunnel
did
going
that.
Down there. Yeah.
But walking there, you don't see much. Then you get down there, and it's like you get closer to the field. I like the fact they let us get that damn close to the field at the end.
Yeah.
But it's the stress.
Yeah.
But they came through, and it's the closest to having a game where you don't have to worry in. Because, you know, I mean, we're waiting until the last second. This one here felt good.
They hadn't had a squeaker since December. They hadn't had a laugher like that since December 1st mm-hmm. over
yeah.
the Titans.
Yeah.
And not that this was ever close to a laugher, because there was, especially when Gonzo missed that field goal late, everybody's like, ah. But, dude, I asked Dan Quinn, you know, what went right that you were able to not have to stress in this one? And he said the obvious, the turnover margin is the obvious factor, right?
Uh-huh.
But beyond that, Dan Quinn said in the team meeting Friday night, he told his team they would have the lead. And this was all about finishing. Think about the confidence. Think about the understanding of what your football team is about to go do. Mm-hmm. And, hell, the matchups. They watched all the tape. They knew where they could win, where they could lose. And to the wherewithal for a coach to tell them, you're going to have the lead. It's going to be about how you finish the game. Sure enough, they did it, man. Yep. It's just... It is so remarkable. What we're seeing from Jaden Daniels is just so, so remarkable. It's the way people are feeling. I don't know if you notice this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not putting his business out there because he's putting it on Instagram and everything. But our friend of the program, friend of ours, Peter Rosenberg, had a baby last mm-hmm. week, maybe two, like yep. within the last 10 days. Little baby girl. Congratulations. Her name is Maya.
Oh, wow. Same as my baby.
You know what her middle name is?
What?
Jaden.
Wow.
That's where we're at.
That's where we're at.
That's where we're at, man. And it's deserving. That's where we're at. And they've got a chance. They are 60 minutes away from a Super Bowl berth. And there is zero reason. I'm aware of Jalen Carter. I know Sam Cosmi's out. And we're all wishing the best for Sam, who's just such a good guy and a real positive force in that locker room. I am aware of Saquon Barkley. Like, I am fully aware of all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But much like last week, Brian, when you and I sat here and talked throughout the week about Jahmyr Gibbs and Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams and Sam Laporta, Detroit was good. Detroit
yes.
is good.
Mm-hmm.
But so is Washington.
Yes. And that's what they said, okay? That's what they said. We kept asking questions. Everyone kept asking questions about how good they were. I think Quan was one of the guys who said it.
Quan was the first dude that I heard
it from. Say, we're good too. And I've told you many a time, I go back to the past, and I saw Coach Gibbs, man. Every time I see Coach Gibbs, I have this feeling, like you said, when I would see Coach Gibbs and Coach Thompson, I act like a little kid. Because those guys got me, and I met them when I was that young dude trying to find my way. When I saw Coach Gibbs, it brought back that same type of thing, where he used to always tell us how good the other team was. And me being a young little whippersnapper who didn't care, I'm like, Coach, we're good too. Why you keep telling us how good they are? We want to know how good we are. You know, give us that confidence. And he would do it, but he still did it the next week. That was his way of he knew he irritated guys by saying it and made us work even harder. Like, when we didn't want to go out and practice, he'll say something like that. We got there damn near kill each other. He got the best out of us. So the man knew how to hit those buttons.
We've been saying this for months. They got guts. They got a true team. And wow, do they have a quarterback. And what an exciting time to be a Washington sports fan. We don't get to say that all the time. But this is about as good as it gets, folks. I know the Caps run, the Nats run, those are all magical things. But when this town gets rocking with the burgundy and gold, man,
mm-hmm.
it is a different beast. 60 minutes away from a Super Bowl. 60 minutes away from a Super Bowl. These are high times in the DMV.